is a virtually incontrovertible fact that Tottenham Hotspur striker and 2008 African Footballer of the Year, Emmanuel Adebayor, is the most famous Togolese citizen of all time. Adebayor is a multimillionaire and a cult hero in the tiny West African country, and his exploits both on and off the pitch have made Togo more than just a name in the world atlas. But all is not well in the Adebayor family. Emmanuel has gone on record to accuse his own mother of witchcraft, then also gone on social media to accuse his younger brother of being a thief while making other damning revelations. This has caused a massive reaction in the global sports media as well as in Togo. In Africa, it is a taboo to call your own mother a witch, even if she is a witch. And the whole world is in agreement that someone or something must intervene in the Adebayor civil war. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on the show, we'll be looking at the Adebayor revelations, the astonishing state of affairs in the family of Tottenham Hotspur striker Emmanuel Adebayor, and what the people of Togo think of this fiasco. We'll also bring you World Football Watch as well as sports news from across the globe. My name is Tunde Koiki. We'll take a quick break and we will return with the rest of the show. Everyone has been shocked by the unbelievable state of affairs in the family of Emmanuel Adebayor. The Togolese striker has called his mother a witch, accused his family members of being ungrateful and plotting to kill him, and also called his younger brother a thief, revealing all this in a series of write-ups on Facebook. Well, joining us now all the way from Lomé, capital of Togo, is Stephen Lavon. Stephen is the editor-in-chief of Africa Top Sports, a sports media outlet based in Lomé. Thank you for joining us, Stephen.
Yeah, it's a pleasure for me, Robert, to be in this radio program.
Thank you too, Stephen. Before Emmanuel Adebayor, Togo's greatest sportsman was former footballer Bashiru Salu, but Adebayor is now, without doubt, the most popular Togolese man of all time. So how do the people of Togo see Emmanuel Adebayor?
Okay, when Emmanuel comes to Togo, he's just like a star, you know, like a star in Africa. People, when a star come back from Europe after 9 months in Europe pitches, when he come back, having a lot of people wanting to see him, wanting to touch him, wanting to talk with him, and everywhere he passed, there is a lot of people following him. What I can say, Emmanuel Adebayor is a very kind people. Since he started a career in Europe, every time he come back to Togo, he tried to give something back to poor people in his old quarter in Cordovia Kope, where he lived. As soon as he get back in Lomé, he always tries to give something back. All I can say is Emmanuel Adebayor have a kind heart. And everybody in Togo can tell you, perhaps he hasn't yet built a big hospital or, I don't know, even a big stadium. But what Emmanuel Adebayor has done for Togolese people is big. And everybody can testify that.
Okay, Stephen, let's get down to business. What is going on in the Adebayor family? We are hearing accusations of witchcraft, theft, death threats. What is going on?
It is very, very difficult to say, my friend Babatunde, when you are not a member of that family. Even in Togo, people are willing to know what is really, really going on in this family. But what I can say, tell you is that, you know, all these revelations of Emmanuel Adebayor in the past week do not surprise much Togolese, because people knew that there are some problems between Adebayor and his family since years. But they thought it was resolved. But problems got back on track when in the summer 2013, his brother Peter died. And many family members said that Emmanuel Adebayor was the cause of the death of Peter Adebayor, and something he has never accepted. And, you know, Emmanuel Adebayor, like I said already, has been a very big support of his family since he had such a successful career in Europe. And, you know, he built a house for his mother, he bought cars for her. Even his brother wrote to me that about which we're talking today, he put him in a an academy in France, but you know, Hotimi never had a chance to have such a career like Emmanuel. But you know, as I told you, all these problems got back on track since Peter died, and some family members said that Emmanuel Adebayo was the one who killed Peter. I don't know how. People don't know how, but you know that revelation. Emmanuel Adebayo never accepted it. He said that his family, they are rich, like he said about his mom. But you know, in Togo, people think that it's not such a word to pronounce about his mother. You know, you can never say to your mother that she is a witch, because even all the problems you can have with her, she is your mother, and you can never say she is a witch. All I can tell you that Emmanuel Adebayo has his truth about the issue, and other members of his family also have their truth about the issues. For instance, his sister Lucia Adebayo already said that Emmanuel was lying about all everything. But yesterday, his brother wrote to me that said, "Okay, me, I'm apologizing. I'm begging for Emmanuel forgiveness, because I'm the main problem of all that is happening in this family. So you don't know how to take it."
So has the minister of sports or religious leaders or elders tried to get involved?
Unfortunately, you know, officially, any person did not intervene in this matter. You know, it's such a private affair. Even though Emmanuel Adebayo is a public person, he's a star, he's a football player for Togo, you know, it's such a private affair. And when people don't know the real issue, they cannot intervene to resolve. But I know that surely people underground, they are making all their means to try to resolve the problem.
Well, Togo will host Liberia in an AFCON 2017 qualifier next month. Will this issue affect Emmanuel? Will he even show up for the match?
Yeah, you know, when you are a man, such matter surely can affect your career. You know, Emmanuel Adebayo is such an emotional guy, even though he is mentally strong. All these matters it is related to his situation in Tottenham, but surely I can tell you that he is feeling all these matters very, very difficultly. So, as we don't know even if he will he will take part in, because you know, Emmanuel Adebayo have also difficult relationship with Togo national team. One day he come back, one day he goes, one day he don't want to play, one day he want to play. So you know, it is very difficult. But you know, he is one of the best players we ever had in Togo. So we always want to handle all those matters with very good care, so that he can help the Togo national team to qualify for the next AFCON.
Well, finally, Stephen, how do you think that this situation can be resolved?
Some people in Togo, they think that all these problems are not only human problem. You know, it's also spiritual. So what I can tell him is to pray. Togo people have to do now, I don't know, and even Nigeria people, all those people who love Emmanuel Adebayo, it's just to pray for him, because, you know, in such situation, when people don't know what is really, really happening, or only players can help him and his family.
We've been speaking to our good friend Stephen Lavon, a sports editor all the way from Lomé, capital city of Togo. Thank you for your time.
Thank you also, Babatunde, and I will take the opportunity to salute all our readers from Nigeria.
On behalf of the production crew here in our studios, my name is Tunde Kweki, asking you to join us again on Friday and urging you to believe that the planet is listening.